Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
It is exciting to be with you this weekend, and we're looking at what God is doing around the world. And we come in contact with some very interesting, neat people as we get to interview them, get to know them. And Nathan Harper is our co-host. And Nathan, some of these people that we get to interview, we have kind of a, I would say, an ongoing relationship with them, and them coming here or us hearing from them. And it's exciting to see what God is doing in people's lives as they grow in the Lord, even missionaries, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good to track with our brothers and sisters, see how God is working in them and also through them, and then how we can take part in that in some ways. And so to have an ongoing relationship, that's the heart of disciple making. And so we're definitely interested in doing that here.
And our guest today that you will hear the interview with is Sergey Brozov. He's with Chosen People, and he's been with us before, and he's become a friend to us, in all honesty. And we just love to keep up with him on Facebook and find out things he's doing. But he was in town, so I took the opportunity to say, "Hey, Sergey, come on by here, and we want to talk with you." And he did. Sergey is a Jewish believer, and Nathan, we got to meet him and talk with him, and working with Chosen People, that's been around quite some time, working with the Jewish communities, mostly where it started in New York City. And that's where Sergey is serving, right there where there's 2 million Jews in New York City. That's the number. It's staggering, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Just the amount, the number of Jewish people, that many are multiple generations born and raised in New York City, but some even come directly as immigrants. And New York City is a unique, interesting place. You can find people from every nation on the earth there in New York City, and sometimes large population segments. So whether they would be considered Americans or born in another land, New York City is an amazing place, and God's doing some great things there, some good work there, but it's a challenging place, and the work is difficult. So anybody that serves in New York City, they definitely need our prayers and our support.
And that's where Sergey is serving. And today, we just wanted to set this up. This was his third interview we've had with him, and we want to go back to the starting place in Genesis chapter 12, where God called Abraham out, the first Jewish believer. The first Jew was a believer in God and knowing him. But it says in chapter 12, God said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I'll bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Now, when I hear this, Nathan, I automatically know that God wants to bless the Jewish population. They've blessed us. That's exactly what it says here. "I will make you a blessing, and you shall be a blessing to all the families of the earth." So, Nathan, the Jewish people, because of the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus himself, we've really been blessed by the Jewish nation, haven't we?
Yeah, that promise, that covenant with Abraham that God made in Genesis 12 has been and is being fulfilled, that Abraham and his family, that means the Jewish people, they've become a blessing to all the families of the earth, including my own, and that's because of Jesus. And so really we want to see that promise in Genesis 12 come full circle, to where now the families of the earth, the nations who follow Jesus, the people who They worship Jesus as the Messiah, as the Savior King. We need to be a blessing to the Jewish people in New York City or wherever we might come in contact with them. Jewish people are everywhere in every nation, in every state in the U.S. So we have an opportunity to bring that blessing of Abraham full circle as we share the message of Jesus.
And that's what the church needs to be about, reaching every tribe, every tongue that you can think of in your community. And then the Jewish community, listen, many of them are secular. We found out from Sergey that many are atheist, and they only know of Judaism as national, not as a religion, as we would say. But we're still wanting to reach them. And through Chosen People, Sergey is really making the move. And it's going to be interesting, Nathan, to hear all that he's doing. And guess what? Most of it is relationships. And sometimes it's cold turkey. Praise the Lord for that. But many times it's relationship. And that's what he is working on with his wife as they're there in New York City, having meals with them and sharing with them and helping them. And again, Nathan, let me see, is that just for reaching the Jewish community? Is that relationship for every person, tongue, and nation that we know?
No, it's for everyone. And when you talk about relationships being the foundation for a witness as a missionary or just a disciple maker, definitely that's true. I would also include scripture and the truth of God's word. Whether it's a Jewish person, a Muslim, or anybody, even an atheist, it's good to kind of, as a relationship, in that relationship, to journey with that individual, with that group of people that you're working with, as they come step by step, maybe through the Bible, through the Word, through the Old Testament, as they hear truth that's revealed to them, most specifically who Jesus is and what he's done, but then they respond to that truth. And then you give them a little bit more, and you give them a little bit more, and it takes some time, and it's a journey and a process. But that relationship being there as the foundation is critical for that.
It really is. And as we made this conversation with Sergey, you will hear and notice of the relationship that he's building. So we're praying that you will build those relationships so you can share Jesus Christ with those that are around you. Our guest today on Exploring Missions is a return. Matter of fact, it's his third time to be on, and we're excited about it. 2025, we are really committing ourselves to do some follow-up with some individuals that we've interviewed before and find out what's going on, because we feel like God really wants to do something in 2025. We have an opportunity as a church and as ministries to really make the most of the opportunities God has given us. So today we have as our guest, Sergey Brozov. Sergey, thank you for returning.
Thank you for calling me back.
Well, it's good to have you. Remember, you were here in September of 23 and then August of 24. And now you're back in 25, so we're having you every year.
New year, same me.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out if you got anything new, but I want folks to hear your story about how you came to Christ, because we have new listeners, people that have not heard. Also, your connection with Mississippi through your wife, that's a large part of how we got to know you and be a part of your life, because your wife's family, I've been knowing of them and them for years and years. But tell us your story, brother.
Sure. So I was born in Ukraine. And when I was 5 years old, my mom and I, we moved to Israel because she wanted to move from Ukraine. So we moved to Israel, and then growing up in school, just like as a normal child. Actually, when we just moved, the first couple months were really hard. In my mom's life, she's a single mother, used to be single mother. Just hard life in general, but she met Jesus. And she met Jesus because somebody was evangelizing to her on the street. They were sharing the gospel with her. And she asks, okay, where do I go from here? I know who Jesus is now, but where do I go? And she started to attend a church there in Israel. And it was a great time. So I grew up in the church since I was 6 years old, going to church with my mom all the time. Then, I kept growing up, and my My moment of accepting Jesus as my Savior was when I was in a camp. When I was a kid growing up and going to those camps in Israel that was hosted by Chosen People Ministry in Israel, just going to those camps, I really loved it, loved every moment. And I said, okay, I want to stay here. What do I do to stay with those people who love each other so much? And I said, well, if you believe that Jesus is your Savior, this is what you're going to feel every day. And I was like, wow, I want that, the same thing. So I accepted Jesus, Yeshua, in my life, started following him. And then the military came by, as every Israeli citizen serves in the Israeli Defense Force, in the IDF. So I started to serve in the military. And then,
at what age were you when you started serving?
I was 20 years old.
Okay.
I was around 20 years old. Yeah. Finished high school and just went to the military in 20. And I lost my connection to God in the service, because that was one of those moments when it was just hard for me to continue my relationship with the Lord because I was alone. So I kind of drifted away. And then one of my good friends always kept in touch with me, and he's my mentor, and was calling me and praying for me and had a conversation with me. And he said, would you want to go after the military, when you graduate, you want to go to New York City to do missions? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? Everybody want to go to New York City. So I went to New York City, and the first couple of weeks, I didn't even talk about missions. I didn't want to do anything. My goals were to party. I was in my 20s, and it was awesome. And then the third week, we were evangelizing on the street, sharing the gospel with people. And if you could see my face, I was like, oh, no, really? But this guy came up to me and started talking to me about God, and he was so angry, and he was so mad at me. But I took offense of that. Like, why are you mad and angry at me? And I started defending God back. I grew up in a church. I know how to defend God and how to share God with people. So it kind of was personal. But defending God and talking to this guy, I talked to myself back. And same night I came back home, I just completely was broken. I was crying, and my friends were just hugging me and praying with me. We spent the whole night praying and reading. And yeah, and then I applied to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. I graduated with a degree in Jewish studies, and now I'm the one on the mission field sharing the gospel with people.
In New York City?
In New York City.
Okay. Well, listen, where did you meet your wife that has a connection with Northeast Mississippi, where American Family Radio is headquartered? Tell us that connection.
Right. My wife was adopted from China into Mississippi, into a really little town. And it's very amazing because she's Chinese with a Southern accent. So it's awesome if you ever will see that.
It kind of throws everybody off, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, I know. Pretty much.
Yeah.
We met in New York when I was doing my first kind of like trip there, and when I was doing my missions for the first time there. We were hosting dinners in our house for students, and she came with her friend. And we just became friends, and we started dating about a year after. And then about 2 years from our dating time, we got married in Corinth, Mississippi.
In Corinth. Wow. I did not. That's new to me now.
Yeah. Our first wedding was in Corinth, Mississippi. Yeah. I'm always saying I'm lucky. I had the chance to marry twice to the same woman. So my first wedding was in Corinth, Mississippi. Second one was in Jerusalem.
Okay. Well, that is awesome. Yeah, I served in Corinth for a while as well. So all around. Well, okay. Now you're with Chosen People. And so this is where you were saved in a camp in Israel, and it was ministered by the Ministry of Chosen People. Tell everybody a little bit about Chosen People, the ministry itself. And again, this is for those that's heard this, will be a reminder, but for those who have never heard, this is new information, because it's a great ministry and they're really making a difference. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Chosen People Ministry actually originated in New York City, and they were one of the first ministries to the Jewish people in the States, of the modern ministries in the world to the Jewish people. Our goal is to reach the Jewish people with the gospel, to share them that their Messiah is already here, already came, and his name is Yeshua, King Jesus. And Jesus is the Messiah of the world, but he specifically came to the Jewish people, and we all know that, reading the scripture, learning about that. So Chosen People Ministry does a lot of things. We do camps for kids. We do missions with Holocaust survivors in Israel. We do ministries for backpackers all around the world, in Brazil, in New Zealand, in Japan. We just opened our ministry in Japan, which is amazing. And our goal is to literally reach the Jewish people in the gospel. Like, Paul's heart was hurting for them, and he wanted them to know their Messiah. He always said that in Romans, that he would lose his salvation if they would know that. This is our heart. We want the Jewish people to know about Jesus. We want them to have a personal relationship with him. And we're doing almost everything. Like, we're trying to reach them through college students. We'll hang out with them, help them if they need, support them, be your friends. And then through this, if you have questions about the Messiah, who is the Jewish Messiah, please do let us know. We would gladly share with you.
Amen. And they have a website, right?
They do. They have several websites, yes.
Tell us one or two of them so people can look that up and find out more.
Yes, Isaiah53.com. That's one of them. And then I Found Shalom. It means I Found Peace. .com. And then you can Google Chosen People Ministry and find our main website with everything going on. We just launched a new website called Oppose Antisemitism, which one of the works is that working against everything with antisemitism going on now in the country. So we're working against that. We're trying to unite churches together to stand for the Jewish people. Unite people around the city that don't go to church to come and support their Jewish friends. So Oppose Antisemitism is one of our newest programs, but one of the strongest that's growing now by God's grace.
You're listening to Sergey Brozov. He's with Chosen People, and he's our guest. And again, this is his third visit with Exploring Missions, and this is part of what we're doing in 2025 is one of our really directional projects. Devin Patrick and I were talking about it yesterday, and we decided this would be a great year to do that and remind people of this. So we're glad he's with us today. So Chosen People, really, what are you doing? And now in New York City with that ministry, what's going on in your life? And tell us a little bit about what God is doing.
Yes. So I'll tell you what I'm doing, trying to do in New York City. New York City is an amazing city. There is so much work. If you ever will come and visit, you will see that people need the gospel even more than any time ever in New York City. But our work and my specific work is working with students in NYU, New York University, and Columbia University. We are trying to reach them with the gospel. So we're doing events outside of campus, like Friday evening meals, which we call them Shabbat meals, which part of the Jewish traditions when you set a meal with your family around the table on Friday evening. So we will invite students over and we will have time with them and we just share a meal with them and they give us an opportunity to talk. We'll do holidays. We did our Hanukkah party that just passed the Feast of Dedication. Just passed, and we had 19 people in our house.
Amen.
The house is about the same size of the studio, just so you know. It's very, very small.
It was wall-to-wall people, huh?
It was a lot of people. We were standing and rubbing shoulders, okay, for sure.
Hanukkah and Christmas were running simultaneously. This year, it was. I'm not saying it's highly unusual, but it's not real unusual all the time. So it was a great time for that as well, wasn't it?
Yes, we called it Hanukkah Mass or Chrismukkah. Yeah, you can do both. And
well, I just got to ask this. What do you serve them? When you're in a small apartment and you have that many people, what in the world do you serve them?
So for the party, we actually had just donuts and a little bit of meat and things like that. But every Friday, we cook a meal for all of those people. We cook a really big meal and we deliver it to the people so they'll eat some home food. Because most of them are students eating meals at the school, and they're tired of that. We've all been students. We know what it is.
Yes. So it's been a long time, but I do remember.
Yes.
I was always glad to get home to my mother's cooking. It was quite better than theirs. Well, let me tell you, have you had any neat experiences in the last 7 or 8 months that you could tell us about?
Oh, yes. We had an amazing time. We did a couple of things in the park. So we live really close to the park. The ministry apartment is very close to the main park of the school. So we used to go to the park and record videos with people, asking them questions about what they think peace is or where do you actually find love? And people will give you a variety of answers. But what's really interesting, some of the conversation, we saw how people actually seeking for love, seeking for peace, and they're trying to find it. And they're trying to fill it with all of these weird, different things, but not with God. And in the end of those conversations, we suggest him to try the Bible. We suggest him to see, hey, would you like to try to see what God has to offer to you? And we give them these conversations. We had amazing people that literally were saying, I want to come to your home to read more. We started our Bible studies with people like this who wants to come and just explore the Bible. So this is one of the things. And another great thing actually happened on one of our parties. We had a Jewish non-believer guy who came for the first time ever. He does not believe in God. Well, he believes in God. He does not believe in Jesus.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But we had a whole conversation about bagels. We were talking about food for the whole time. And I was amazed that you can have a conversation about bagels and also slowly, slowly inject the gospel there.
Yeah.
There is a book called I Bring Bagels, You Bring Bagels, I Bring Gospel, which is an amazing book about how to share the ministry with Jewish people because you share with them bagels.
Yeah. Hey, that when we were in Israel, I found out bagels were everywhere.
Yes,
so that true. Is true. Well, that is so exciting about what God is doing. But I also want to follow up on another, and that's your family that is in Israel. Because we found out during what took place there in southern Israel and the difficulties they had. What's going on with your family that is in Israel now, Sergei?
Yes, my family is doing better. The war shifted now to the north mostly. It's been 15 months and it's been a full year of everything going on. And it's been hard in the beginning. Everything was shut down. Schools were shut down. Now it's a little better. The kids, my brothers are going, brothers and sisters, going back to school. My sister is back in work now with her baby. Everything is kind of slowly coming back to life. We had some rockets once in a while, maybe. Majority of the war now shifted to long-range missiles that coming from Iran. We had a big attack in April, and then we had a big one recently in October. And then the Yemeni terrorist organization, the Houthis,
right.
They're sending some rockets. So sometimes you can have some sirens, but it's not the same as it used to be really, really intense anymore. So we still feel the war because we lose a lot of people. And every day you wake up and you see a new name of a soldier or some civilian that died, unfortunately. And that's the heaviest part for the whole country. And it's really heavy for everybody who I know. But my family is doing a little bit better, and they're actually visiting the States right now.
Are they?
So, yes, well, my mom and dad, they came to visit us in New York to have a little break and to kind of like be with us a little bit. And they're here in Mississippi, too. So,
oh, wow. I bet it was a little bit different than New York City in northeast Mississippi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a culture shock? And they said, this is where your wife is from?
My dad was like, wow, this is real America. This is amazing. I said, yeah, this is great. This is big distances. Yeah. Ever you can drive an hour and you don't see anyone.
It is an amazing place to live. Well, two or three other things I want to make sure, and how can we pray for you right now? What specific prayers can we pray for you?
Yeah, so one really important prayer is for our team. We have a team of people who are working with students now, and I'm kind of like delegating that, helping them to work, like kind of like observing and supervising the idea. I'm not their leader. I just work with them. But honestly, the prayer is that God will send more people who wants to do this work. There is a really big need on the mission field. We are looking for somebody between 21 after college to 28, 27, which is a hard range to find people. But people need to come and share the gospel with others.
To be a minister on Chosen People, do you have to be Jewish?
No. You don't.
So we're talking to people who are not Jewish, that they have a heart for Jewish people. That would be a perfect opportunity for them to consider if God would direct them.
Yes, if you just graduated from college and this is what God put on your heart to reach the Jewish people with the gospel, let us know. We would appreciate it and we would train you also.
Would it be best for them to contact through Jewish Chosen People?
Yes.
That website, and they can probably follow the links.
Yes,
that is amazing. So we're praying. Wouldn't it be great? Somebody that's listening right now feel God's call on their life to be a part of reaching these people whom Paul said, I would give my life for them. I would even ascend into hell for them.
Amen. Yeah, they'll be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, God doing amazing things all the time.
He really does. The other thing that I wanted to find out real quickly, as you look at the future and you head back to New York City and the anti-Semitic forces that are going on, has it affected the ministry there in New York City?
It's affecting us as Jewish people in general. I'm Jewish, I'm a believer in Jesus, but I'm still part of my people.
Right.
And I feel the pain and I feel the hate towards the Jewish people all the time in the city.
With it being Columbia University, which was very high on that, and that's directly who you're working with.
Yes, which it have two implications, honestly. One is that people don't want to talk to you sometimes. And some ministries sometimes would approach the Jewish, kind of like sharing the gospel with the Jewish people as a political idea, which I don't understand. I'm trying to fight that. So I'm telling it to the missions that it's actually biblical. It's not even political. But the other hand that actually opened that is that Jewish students come to us and say, you love me. Why? Why do you love me? And we tell them, we love you because we love your Messiah.
Amen.
And when Jewish people see that you love them, they want to hear the gospel. They want to come and ask questions. Why is that happening? Why somebody would put his life in front of mine? And they'll tell him, this is because of Jesus. This is because of your Messiah. And this is what just pushes the gospel to no limits.
Okay. Sergey, it's always a treat, a joy to be with you and to share time with you. And we're going to continue to pray. So we're going to pray for your safety as well, because you're out there among that. And there are some people that are very filled with hate that we're asking God to just misdirect their hate toward that which is evil rather than toward that which is good. I pray that would happen. So thank you for being with us today, Sergey.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Missions today. And we pray that if God has called you possibly to be with God's chosen people and minister, but I know he's called you to minister to others. So stay on mission with God.